Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Catherine Lamford. Okay, John, who can forget in January when Captain Sully Sullenberg landed that plane on the Hudson River? Remember?
That was dramatic. That was dramatic.
No, that was caused, of course, by a bird strike.
The pilot landed the plane. The bird did not land the plane.
But the whole thing was happened because the plane hit a flock, or the Canadian geese hit the plane.
Right.
Pilot had to ditch everything in the river. Since then, the FAA has proposed keeping information about bird strikes, such as where and when they happen, a secret.
A secret?
I know. I don't get the story.
The birds
either.
Are like from Al-Qaeda or something?
Yesterday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said no to that plan. He says the public has a right to know. We're going to turn now to Bruce Holmes. He worked on air transportation systems. He was a former chief strategist at NASA's Langley Research Center. He's now president of Holmes Consulting, and he's a pilot. He joins us from Williamsburg, Virginia. All right, Mr. Holmes, I have to ask you, why would we even have a need to keep bird strike data secret?
Good morning. This is an interesting question. I can't do anything other than speculate, perhaps, that there were some concerns in the regulatory organizations that there would be some recrimination or some kind
against
of,
the birds? I mean, well, I'm, truly, I don't understand.
Well, I think they get their recrimination right up front.
Okay.
The challenge is, you know, making information available, which is absolutely vital. I mean, that's how we mitigate any risk over the long term is sharing data, and so that's got to be done.
Now, as we mentioned, you are a pilot. Can you give us a description? What's it like when you're in a bird strike? And please, no sound effects.
No visual aids either. I've over the 40 some odd years I've been flying airplanes, I've been involved in two bird strikes. I remember, I guess the most notable one was flying an open cockpit biplane and getting hit in the helmet. It was actually something of a non-event. I mean, I knew it happened and knew afterwards on the ground more or less what kind of bird it probably was.
I'm wondering if this information is transparent, if there's some fear that consumers will be, if they find out how often it actually happens, it will have some sort of chilling effect on air travel, or maybe there'll just be more questions about bird strikes.
Well, I think consumers are a pretty intelligent lot, by and large, and they learn how to adapt to many sort of uncertainties out there, and whether it's bird strikes or deer strikes.
But Bruce, what's the scuttlebutt? I mean, do pilots have this idea that there are airports that are like really bad for bird strikes, and that, you know, maybe we're going to learn about that?
We're going to learn that you know every airport has its own story, and if there's a trash dump next to one airport and the other so you get seagulls one place, and you don't get them another. If you have if you're on a flyway for migrating waterfowl, that creates a different sort of probability than at an airport where the ducks and geese don't come around.
All right, Bruce Holmes, I want to thank you so much for getting up and joining us. Bruce Holmes, a pilot, president of Holmes Consulting, and a reminder: the bird strike data is available online tomorrow, John, and we're going to have it at thetakeaway.org, so you can go ahead and look up those airports that you.
Oh, okay. Oh, the birds are in. They're in here. They got in the studio.
Tippy, get John, Tippy. Oh, poor Tippy Hedren. Oh, hate that movie.